Star Wars 7x7, episode 1830. Today, the case for promoting characters from things like novels and comics up to TV and movies. Let's go! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode, and here's the thing. There have been instances where characters have made their way across various Star Wars media, but a lot of these things have been planned and a lot of these things have been limited. For example, Battlefront 2, right? So Iden Versio as a character was first introduced in a novel by Christy Golden, but that was intended to be a prequel to the Battlefront 2 video game. Similar situation with, say, all the way back into the reboot of the new canon. At the very beginning, the novel A New Dawn by John Jackson Miller introduced us to Kanan Jarrus and Harrison Dula, but that was intended as a prequel to Star Wars Rebels. For our purposes here is a different sort of thing. So to give you an analogy, in baseball, for example, you know, there's the major leagues that everybody knows about, but there are all sorts of levels of minor league baseball below the majors, AAA, AA, Single A, rookie leagues, that sort of thing. And as you display a certain level of talent and you continue to progress, you promote up to, you know, Single A, AA, AAA, and all the way up to the big leagues, hopefully. That's the goal. Well, that's the sort of thing I'm talking about. And if you think about an example like Dr. Aphra, who's a character who first appeared in a Darth Vader comic book series and was so popular that she earned her own series, which has been going on for nearly 3 years now, I think. The character's actually proved so popular, she even got her own action figure, and so did her droid companions as well. Unfortunately, the way it works with Lucasfilm so far, it doesn't seem like she's going to go any further than that. In fact, generally speaking, the way it seems to work with Lucasfilm is that it goes the other way. So, for example, Captain Phasma, the character played by Gwendolyn Christie in the sequel era movies, well, that character debuted in a movie and her story was extended via the novel Phasma by Delilah Dawson and also a 4-issue miniseries that was published by Marvel Comics. So movies becoming, you know, extended into novels and comics, but not necessarily the other way around. Even if it were just, whether cameo appearances, small supporting roles, like that sort of thing, bringing characters from these places and bringing them up to the movies. How exciting was it to hear General Harrison Dula mentioned in Rogue One and to see Chopper rolling along on screen for Star Wars Rebels fans? I mean, that's the sort of thing that I'm talking about. And I suppose, you know, the business decision, comparatively speaking, more people are watching the movies than are watching the TV shows, than are watching the animated shows, than are reading the novels, than are reading the comics. And so, yeah, you're trying to bring more people into these smaller outlets, comparatively speaking, by moving top down like that. But it seems like there's definitely a place to reward the people who have been deeply committed into those sub-media, if you will, by bringing some of those characters up, especially when, like a Dr. Aphra-style character, they seem to have earned their keep in a certain fashion. So that's what I'd love to learn more about from you today. I'd love to know what character from novels or comics you would like to see make the transition to live action, whether it be in a movie or whether it be, say, in a Disney Plus live action series, the Cassian Andor series, the Mandalorian series, some other series that hasn't yet been announced. Let me know wherever you happen to catch this show that has a comment section, or head over to home base for the show at sw7x7.com. And just look for this particular episode's blog post. I'm going to take a quick break and then one last thing to wrap up our 5th anniversary show yesterday. Stay tuned. This episode is brought to you by Constant Contact, the premier email marketing solution for small businesses and organizations. I've used their service since 2003, and over the past decade and a half, I've watched them evolve, make the product simpler, more powerful, easy to use, and do everything that they can to help train people to use the product more effectively and for it to work with other forms of marketing like social media, for example. So Check out sw7x7.com/email to learn more about Constant Contact and start a free trial. Once again, that is sw7x7.com/email for a free trial. Welcome back. This is just one more note of gratitude. I know I said thank you, and honestly, I can't say thank you enough to you and you and you and you and everyone who has supported this show, whether by listening, by watching, by investing via patreon.com/sw7x7, by sponsoring the show, by sharing it, by rating it, by reviewing it. Thank you all very much, and also, especially in this particular moment, thank you to everybody who had such kind words to say in light of the 5th anniversary of the show. Thank you again for your appreciation and support of what I'm doing here for you. And once again, I will say, if you are not yet supporting me, I hope you will consider buying me a cup of coffee once a month, perhaps, or maybe even something a little stronger by supporting me at patreon.com/sw7x7. Again, patreon.com/sw7x7. Thank you very much for considering it. Thank you to all the current patrons and all the emeritus patrons as well. And thank you so much for joining me for this episode, regardless of whether you're a patron. And as always, may the force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
This podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox. It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other related Star Wars items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the force be with them. All original content is copyright 2019 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.